We had a little excitement here at Sawbill last weekend. If you remember, that was two storms ago when we had the first significant snowfall of the season that Sunday. Here at Sawbill, we got 9 inches, but in the snow belt, 5 to 10 miles inland from Lake Superior, we got more than a foot. As usual, we had a couple of winter camping parties coming out of the wilderness that Sunday afternoon, hoping to head back to home and family in the Twin Cities. Unfortunately, their vehicles were not able to make it down the unplowed Sawbill Trail. I tried to break a trail for them with my big pickup plow, but as we got closer to the snow belt, even my truck couldn't make way. We returned to Sawbill, where I turned up the heat in our crew housing, scrounged up some food, and we hosted 7 men for an impromptu sleepover. Although the two groups had never met each other before, they were delighted to find a 30-pack of Schmidt beer that had been left by last summer's crew, and the two groups soon became fast friends. In the morning, we provided them with fresh coffee cake, orange juice, and coffee. They were so enjoying being snowbound that they stayed for a couple of hours after the road was plowed, drinking coffee and swapping winter camping stories. This isn't the first time, or probably the last, that we've had to lend a hand to winter campers stranded here at Sawbill. About 15 years ago, we hosted a solo camper whose car wouldn't start when the temperature dropped to minus 20 the day he planned to leave. I had to push his frozen car into our heated workshop, where it took more than 5 hours to warm up enough to start. Meanwhile, the camper joined us watching the Super Bowl. We've kept in touch ever since, and he still camps here frequently with his family. It's all part of the fun when you live at the edge of the wilderness. The Bloodmobile will be in Tofte in the parking lot of the Zor Lutheran Church on Monday, March 5th, between 2:30 and 5:30 p.m. I urge all West End residents to give blood if you're willing and able. Not only is it important to our community to maintain a ready blood supply, but the whole event is a fun chance to visit with random friends and neighbors. The process itself is almost painless, and the Bloodmobile staff is friendly and efficient. Dennis Rizdahl, who manages Bluefin Bay and several other large properties in Tofte and Schroeder, is a regular donor, even though he has self-confessed to be deathly afraid of needles. If Dennis can do it, so can you. To make an appointment, call Polly Erickson at 663-7398. The Friends of the Boundary Waters organization is offering a new program this summer for an advanced internship in wilderness advocacy. It's called the Bill Rahm Advocacy Fellowship, and it's part of their strategic focus on building the next generation of wilderness stewards. Bill Rahm, along with his wife Barb, was a pioneer of the outfitting industry for the BWCA Wilderness. They founded Canoe Country Outfitters in Ely, which is still in business today. The internship is geared toward college or graduate students. It features a trip to Washington, D.C. with friends' staff to get firsthand experience in advocacy, meeting with members of Congress, federal agencies, and partner organizations. The application deadline is March 16th. You can find more details and application forms on the Friends website, which is easily found by Googling Friends of the Boundary Waters. Patty Nordahl at the Birch Grove Center in Tofte is wondering if anyone is interested in learning how to build an outdoor brick oven. Birch Grove is hoping to host a North House class in brick oven building this summer. It's a win-win event, with students learning a traditional craft and Birch Grove ending up with a brick oven for delicious bread and pizza baking. Call Patty at Birch Grove, 663-7977, if you're interested. The latest storm canceled last week's senior lunch at Birch Grove, along with the guest nutritionist from Essentia Health. However, her presentation was videotaped and will be shown at Birch Grove at a later date. The blood pressure and blood sugar screenings will also be rescheduled. Time and date will be publicized as soon as it's set. Patty would also like to remind everyone that Birch Grove is selling Springlight 60-watt compact fluorescent light bulbs very cheaply, with profits going to support Birch Grove. She also notes that the Early Childhood Open Gym is every Friday that school's in session from 9 to 10 a.m. Congratulations to Jackie Dillenbeck and Plowman Dimitrov, who are the newest members of the Birch Grove Community School Board. They join a long list of West End community members who've pitched in to make Birch Grove School and West End children successful and productive. There's a great event coming up in Silver Bay. It's an evening of folk and classical music presented by members of the Duluth Symphony Orchestra and the Blue Canvas Orchestra from the Big Top Chautauqua over in Bayfield. The show starts at 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 3rd, at William Kelly High School Auditorium. You can pick up free tickets at either the Grand Marais or Silver Bay Libraries, or tickets are available for sale at the door. The sponsor is the wonderful North Lake County Arts Board, with help from the Minnesota State Arts Board Legacy Fund, the Silver Bay Area Tourism Association, and the Minnesota Art and Culture Heritage Legacy Fund. Be there or be square. It sure is a relief to see that a real Minnesota winter is here at last. All the West End trails are now open and ready for fun. The snow back in the woods is over the knee deep, and more arriving all the time. Time for me to go wax my skis. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.